to Taste Test, the premier food podcast from the Georgetown Voice. My name is Eric Bullock. I'm joined here by my two frequent, actually, like, consistently always here guests.
Yeah, try not to sound too excited, Eric.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to try.
Oh, this is like the perfect finals one.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're on theme.
Yes.
We're on brand.
Oh my God, finally.
My brand.
Sorry.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm still Eric. And I couldn't tell.
And you still always go last.
Yep. So this is a big moment because this is Daniel's last taste test.
That is true.
Ever.
Sad.
Unless we do one like next week, which is probably we're not doing that.
Probably not.
No, so this was it.
Nobody got
that. This is it.
Well,
try not to cry, guys. Try not to cry.
Daniel is graduating. He is leaving us for a place.
Yeah.
For a better place.
He's going off to Daniel Heaven, as they always do when they leave. Anyways.
Woo!
Yeah. So for this episode, I said, guys, do you want to do pizza? And then we were like, yeah. And then it was 4:30, and we were supposed to record at 5. And I was like, cool. So we're not doing pizza. And then Daniel
also
was
it's
like...
Also, it's six now.
So we're just off. Which one of you suggested Vittles?
I did.
And then Daniel was like, let's do weird food at Vittles. And then we're like, well, you pick Daniel. And he was like, I want coffee. And then, so we just got
just
all
like
the
that.
Coffee.
Just like that.
Maybe I am tired.
Maybe you're more tired because we seem to have four coffee beverages in front of you.
That's true.
So today we are doing...
They're nicely lined up.
Yeah, they are. We're doing a taste test of the coffee that we found in Vittles. Woo!
Yay!
So sound much. Excited, everyone! Wow, so I think we should all do sound effects in the future. That was beautiful. So I'm going to briefly go through the history of coffee, talk a little bit about cold brew, share some fun facts. I found a great celebrity post about coffee.
Oh, wonderful.
And then we'll get going. So coffee originates in the Arabian Peninsula around the 15th century.
Settle in, folks.
Settle in. We're in the 15th century. No, it goes fast. I'm going by century. The Yemeni district of Arabia. And by the 16th century, it had moved to Persia, Egypt, Syria, and Turkey. And this is where we first have the creation of public coffee houses, which is where people would go to drink coffee.
Ask Liz Tights about that.
Yes. She is a coffee shop expert.
Wow.
She did her American Studies thesis on it.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I should have talked to her before
Liz
this podcast.
Tights.
Well, Liz Tights knows Liz Tights, and I hope she...
Find her on Twitter. She's on Twitter.
At Liz Tights.
She's in the public sphere.
She works for the Beaumont Enterprise.
She does. Moving on.
Back to the coffee enterprise.
Segway.
So coffee houses were not only for coffee, but they were also for conversation, for music, and for chess, according to this one article. People played a lot of chess. And then 17th century, this is when coffee starts to make its way into Europe. In Venice in 1615, coffee was beginning to be a thing in Europe, and people were really worried. They thought coffee was, like, really, really bad. They were concerned ethically about coffee, to the point that Pope Clement the... VIII had to get involved to rule on the status of coffee, the religiosity of coffee. When coffee houses started to become a thing in Europe, they were called penny universities because you could get coffee for a penny and talk to people and learn things.
That's exciting.
Isn't that so nice? So you can see kind of where the intellectualism and coffee culture
combine. Yes, public space.
Yes.
Lovely.
And this is also around the time when coffee began replacing the traditional breakfast beverages of wine and beer.
Of course.
So
just get a nice morning buzz going.
Disgusting. Drinking a beer for breakfast? Yeah.
Oh, man, that does not sound like a good way to start the day.
No. But coffee is.
It's just like, start the day by being more sleepy.
Woo!
Yeah!
And feeling slightly bloated.
Yeah, and I'm so full and upset.
Is that what happens when you drink a single beer?
One beer.
I'm full and upset.
Guys, it's been a long week.
By the mid-17th century, there were over 300 coffee houses in London. So these things kind of spread like wildfire. The 1600s, coffee made its way to New Amsterdam and New York. And, fun fact, the Boston Tea Party extravaganza is kind of given credit for popularizing coffee in the colonies.
Is it M.A.T.?
Because it wasn't tea. Just because it wasn't tea.
Oh, was it like, was drinking coffee like subversive
England,
then?
Tea.
It was like, we're going to drink coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like the
British scum.
So now you see where the hipsterism and coffee coalesce.
Yeah, it's always been a statement.
Yeah, it's such a statement.
Well.
The Dutch finally got plantations in the 17th century, and massive coffee production began. In 1714, the mayor of Amsterdam gifted a coffee plant to King Louis the... What is that? The 14th of France. I could not read my own Roman numerals. He planted that coffee plant in the Royal Botanical Gardens. And then it kind of grew into kind of the plantation culture that is not good.
Not great.
But
not great.
Now we have coffee. And Brazilian coffee is credited to Francisco de Melo Paleta, who brought it to Brazil and started cultivating it there.
Yeah, because cool. It's like really big in like South America.
Yeah, in South America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
South American coffee is great.
I have a little bit about cold brew coffee too, because we are drinking cold coffee.
This is true.
You cannot buy hot coffee in Brazil.
Yeah, so cold brew coffee started in Japan, actually. It's called Kyoto-style Japanese coffee.
Ooh.
It is the earliest record of cold brew coffee, and it dates back to the 1600s. But that's just because they don't have records before the 1600s. So it could have been happening before. We don't know.
Who knows?
Kyoto
is awesome.
Never been.
It's really great. Super cool city.
Also never been. I kind of want to go this summer.
To Japan?
Mm-hmm. Let's all go to Japan, guys.
Let's just go now.
Let's just go to Japan.
Yeah. Bye.
Let's jet set. That's the sound my airplanes make.
That's walking to the airplane.
But also not
in my muddy boots.
We're so good at sound effects, guys.
Woo.
Wait, so I want to talk more about Kyoto-style brews. They've become highly artistic, according to Driftaway Coffee. Mm. Instead of submerging...
They're still doing it?
Yeah, it's a style of brewing.
Oh.
Yeah. Instead of submerging the grounds for hours, the coffee is brewed drop by drop. Have you guys ever seen those crazy cold brew coffee things? They're like all glass, and they're big and look scientific, and they're kind of vertical. Oh, they're crazy. You can buy them online. I know, because I tried to buy Chris one, and was like, nope, too much. it brews the coffee drop by drop,
cool.
Because it lets a single bead of water through the coffee grounds at a time.
Jesus.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Kind of
crazy.
Very Japanese.
But they're in these big glass kind of towers that you can have.
That's really cool.
There's one in the Chinatown Coffee Company.
Oh,
has
cool.
One. Yeah, if you ever want to see one in real life.
Sure.
And this just recently came to the U.S. They're popping up in cafes. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Not really. I mean, it just recently came to Starbucks. Starbucks kind of started to popularize it.
They did.
With their cold brew method, but it's always been a thing in kind of more of the artisan
coffee
shops.
Was it Starbucks that, like, made it popular?
I mean, I wouldn't say popular. I feel like once it got to Starbucks, it was
They kind
like,
of, like, uber commercialized
sure,
it.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they have had the whole Frappuccino thing going for a long time.
Yeah.
And like, blended coffees and
yeah.
Indeed.
Iced coffees.
But iced coffee is different because you brew it
right.
hot and pour it over ice.
Yes.
Whereas cold brew, apparently, it's drop by drop. Yeah. Okay, I have some fun facts.
Hooray!
So, when coffee houses first started popping up, they were called schools of the wise because people would be learning all the time there. I just
that's
thought that was a nice
very
thing.
Nice.
I'd love to go to a coffee house called School of the
yeah,
Wise.
Yeah,
that's
a good great coffee,
coffee house. And also Penn University would be cute, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, guys.
Like,
we have
a
future
ahead of
us.
Can I share a secret? Like, actually, my secret dream is to start a coffee shop. I don't know if this is a huge surprise to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you like coffee?
But, like... Would you guys want to start a coffee shop together?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'd either call it School of the Wise or Taste Test.
School of the Taste Test.
School of the Taste Test.
Taste of School.
That's a very misleading
we teach people,
coffee
yeah,
shop
we say,
like,
that's name. Not. We teach people how to make really awkward podcasts.
That don't have jokes that, like, anyone can get.
Exactly.
Like,
it's great.
Jokes
we have a niche audience.
Tailored to very specific
it's
groups
us
of people.
And my mom.
Like,
some
oftentimes specific people. Just,
just like,
one person would get it.
This podcast is brought to you by and for Liz Tynes.
I have a really fun saying. So when coffee started to come to Europe, people were really freaked out about it because it made them all hyper. They didn't know what was going on. They thought so. People would call it the bitter invention of Satan.
Oh,
I like
isn't
that.
That great.
That
like,
is,
I feel like that is Satan's liquid.
Yeah, we could just like use that to insult someone. Like you are the bitter invention of Satan.
Yeah,
that could be the name of a secret drink at our coffee shop.
Oh yes.
Like can someone be like, can I have a? Bitter invention of Satan, and you just like pour like fireball.
Spiked coffee, great.
I have a fun myth that talks about the beginning of coffee. Apparently in the Ethiopian plateau, there's a myth that a goat herder named Kaldi first discovered coffee because his goats wouldn't fall asleep and were acting very hyper. And so he went and found the trees that they had been eating these berries from, and they were coffee, berries. And he brought them to the local abbot at his monastery, and the abbot turned it into a drink. And that is how kind of the origin of coffee in myth. I also have one last fun fact thing. Name a celebrity.
Any celebrity.
No, like a popular celebrity.
Beyonce.
Okay. I know that I said popular celebrity, but I need you to go like she's one tier down. I know. Just like celebrity. One tier down.
What about Daniel Radcliffe?
No. Try like pop celebrity.
Madonna. Like Brianna. Kesha?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, great. Oh. Thank you. Taylor Swift's drink of choice
Wait,
is
we should guess.
Oh, yeah. What do you think it is? Taylor Swift.
Pumpkin spice latte.
No. It's something... It's probably just like an Americano, like no, nothing.
It's an iced caramel latte with two sweetened lows.
I was closer.
Oh my god.
That's how also are you gross. Closer?
He just said like plain. I said yeah. Pumpkin spice latte. Okay.
I don't think pump she, sugar into her coffee. I guess sweetened low doesn't have any calories. Ugh, whatever.
Also, sweetened low is nasty.
Yeah, I don't think she, that's probably true. She gets all of her calories from beverages.
Miley Cyrus, just, what is her coffee takes drink it out of choice?
The air. Vodka.
Let's try again.
I want to say iced vanilla. No, that's what Taylor Swift's drink was. Okay, iced vanilla latte.
What about a cappuccino?
Non-fat white mocha. You're wrong.
I was thinking something sweet. She's kind of crazy.
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese. Black.
Cappuccino again.
Almond soy latte. You guys are bad at this game.
Jesus. Like, that's the problem. I can't identify with any of these people. Because, like, what do
ben
you get?
Ben Affleck.
If it's not like black coffee, I'm gonna scream.
Is it he?
Or like an Americano, like, or like a macchiato?
He seems like a caramel macchiato, double whip, dump two,
six iced pumps. Americano.
Oh, hey,
Daniel got it.
Yeah,
that's literally just coffee, like espresso with water and more water.
Yeah,
yeah, he's pretty fun.
That's actually not surprising.
Yeah,
Jessica Alba.
Ooh,
you'll never get this one. This is weird. This is like Amanda Chantal weird.
Okay.
Oh God, is it like not coffee and actually
no, coffee.
Ticino? Like
a soy latte, but at 106 degrees. With 1.5 shots.
That's
of
too hot, Danielle. Like that'll burn the
Jessica
crap Alba. Out of your mouth.
One,
no, coffee is like
Jessica Alba's very specific. From 1.5 shots of espresso, so she doesn't get too hyper. And then one sprinkle of cinnamon, a sweet and low, a sugar in the raw, and
you're still going.
But like, also,
why would you put both sweet and low and other sugar?
She just the flavors the way they interact.
Danielle, that's exactly her order.
Don't do it.
It's not. She puts her coffee in a blender with coconut oil.
People do that. That's a thing.
Yeah, that like makes it like thicker.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim.
I bet Kim Kardashian's like super normal.
I feel like no sugar.
No sugar, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like a latte.
Actually,
just a straight latte.
Yeah. Maybe.
Soy chai latte.
That was close.
Chai has sugar.
Yeah,
usually.
But it's like chai, so it's like it's chai.
It's chai.
It's good for you.
Ariana Grande.
Something so sugary.
Something super sugary.
Like two pumps.
Like a mint chip frappuccino.
Brownie chip, double extra chocolate, cinnamon.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, yeah.
With extra pumps of chocolate and every syrup. No, why do you think she eats something sugary?
She just seems...
She's
tiny.
She's like a baby.
she's just like a little
baby. Yeah, I think that's her whole shtick, right?
Yeah, she's a baby. She's like a sexy baby.
Yeah, she's like 20. She's like a 20-year-old. She's like a 24-year-old pretending to be like 14.
Yeah, tell me that's not wrong.
Oh my god, I just want to loop that and put a beat underneath it for the outro.
It's going to sound exactly like Problem.
Soy lattes. And she does not order grandes.
Very clever. Can we drink the coffee
Thanks,
now?
L.com. Yep, those were my like fun facts.
Alright, so...
September 29th is National Coffee Day. I'm done.
Oh! We missed it.
We missed it by a lot.
I lost a little bit.
Alright, so we got a lot of different coffee... So we brought 4 different cold brew coffees.
Woo!
Actually, only 2 of them are technically cold brew.
Well, we should be careful to distinguish that nitro brew is a completely different form of brewing.
Yeah. Right. Daniel. So there's
we're
a lot of
a coffee shop.
There's a lot of different types of cold coffee.
Yeah. That's fair.
The first is from High Brew Coffee, which is a company that Eric and I actually interacted with last year at Landmark.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram and in person.
And on Twitter.
Their coffee's like, I've had it before. It's pretty good. Double espresso. It comes in a very thin Red Bull style can.
Yeah. Let's get that.
Ooh. Nice sound. And it's
nice
double
sound.
Double
that's
espresso.
Definitely one of the criteria I've decided.
So it's a double espresso flavor.
There's only 7 sugars.
Yeah.
Why do you always say 7 sugars instead of 7 grams of sugar? You do this every time.
There's 7 different kinds of sugar.
Sugars
there's glucose, there's sucrose, there's fructose, there's...
Dextrose.
So it's supposed to be double espresso flavored. And it's
flavored or like
well, that's just like the the flavor. The flavor is double espresso, and it doesn't actually.
Daniel's
taste
doing a funny thing
that
with her
strong
hands right now.
Like when I hear double espresso, I think like very strong.
It's very mellow, but
it's
like in
very
a weird
mellow
way.
In
but
a
like,
weird way,
I don't know. It doesn't taste like coffee.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah,
it just tastes like
kind
water
of boring, and it like does. It's like a little watery. It doesn't really have. You're right. It doesn't have like enough coffee body to it.
I should just let everyone know that I get really hyped up when I drink coffee. So this might be kind of weird.
Then again, I don't know. I would probably drink a whole can of this and be like very happy.
I like their mocha one because I have a problem, but it's very good.
Yeah. So this is decent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, what's our next one? Shake it.
I need to. Okay.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
The next one we got is a
Daniel's currently crumping.
This is not a visual medium.
We'll describe it.
So the next one is the Frappuccino from Starbucks. Not like that you'd actually get at the store, but the ones you'd get in the... How many sugars this has... why don't you guess how many sugars there are
in
this?
Like 23.
There are 45 sugars.
Oh my god.
It is mocha flavored, and there wasn't much of a sound from the cabinet.
It doesn't even look chocolatey.
No.
It's like tan.
Yeah.
Are you really scared of us touching...
Right, honestly, we don't have Cody's thing.
Oh, man. So... I remember
you took a big sip of that. I'm taking a tiny little sip.
I remember really liking these in like middle school.
I used to love them in middle
school.
That
is so sugary.
That is so sweet.
Oh wow. Like that's just like eating packets of sugar.
Yeah, oh my, it tastes actually just like sugar in the raw.
It does.
Like brown sugar. This is like nothing like a mocha.
I had to make a face after that. Like that was a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Bad.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Bad.
Excellent.
This one's interesting.
The next one is really interesting. So this is
still in my mouth.
Saniva, S-N-N-I-V-A. I think they're
new.
Saniva, S-U-N-N-I-V-A. It's super coffee. It's a hazelnut flavor.
Oh, great. I love
so,
more caffeine.
Yeah, so this is like a brand. It's a pretty new company. And it was started in this little kid's dorm room.
This little kid.
10-year-old. Little brother.
Like, I have to go to college now.
Yeah, exactly. Little brother's dorm room. Basically because, like, people were... The story is that, like, these kids were tired, so they wanted to make a drink.
These
like,
kids were tired.
They
were college.
Well, so they wanted to make a coffee drink that, like, got the same energy, but was, like, more long-lasting, you know, like, the marketing thing.
Oh, wow.
And so this is... It's their shtick is that they put coconut oil in all their drinks, even
I
though
like
this
coconut
is
oil.
Yeah, and so you get like focused energy from coconut oil and like the energy.
How do you get focused energy from coconut
and it's got
oil? What is the science behind?
I believe this. That the science behind this is fake. So, in any case,
sounds like a taste test expose.
Honestly, it just seems like a marketing thing. But why don't you guess how many sugars are in this?
There's no added sugar.
There's no added sugar.
There's
but how 10 much?
10 grams of protein? How?
You're going to get swole.
Because it's coconut.
Yeah, that's what happens when you just eat food on a podcast. You definitely get swole.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say the number already, or do I get to guess?
You can guess. Before looking at it.
12?
It's 10. So...
It's a lot less.
So I've had this before, and it always has like that aspartame flavor that you get like when you drink diet drinks.
It does.
Have you?
Nope.
So you, it's like
it lasts.
Exactly.
Time.
It's like that fake marshmallow flavor.
Yes.
Like
fake marshmallow.
You just like it's like marshmallows taste like that kind of, yeah. But it, like just like, is like
but
a fake
they're
version
better.
Of that.
Exactly.
No, marshmallows
are exactly. So it tastes exactly like...
marshmallows are gross.
Yeah, marshmallows aren't great.
I disagree. I disagree strongly.
Well, it's but 2-1.
In any case, yeah, so it always has that, like, aspartame flavor. Yeah. That's why I, like, they... I actually was around when they were giving out samples of this at some point, and I, like, drank it, and I was like, oh, God, like, that's really bad.
And you're like, okay.
Do not get the cinnamon version of this. It is way worse. The hazelnut's actually... This is okay.
Cinnamon version?
I don't like it.
It's disgusting.
I don't like it very much.
Yeah, it's all right.
He says he takes another sip.
I wouldn't drink that.
I was just making sure. And so our last coffee is from Confluence Coffee Company. It's in like a very cute, normal can.
Yes.
Like a Coke can. And it is a nitro cold brew coffee that is coconut flavored. It says, take a sip of this maple toasted coconut nitro brew and your first hit with a rich dark chocolate notes of Honduran coffee.
Were you taking this intravenously? Like...
I'd rather snort it.
It doesn't say your first hit. It says, and you are first hit.
Oh, I thought you said your first
hit. It is your, but like your with an apostrophe.
Yes.
Quickly followed by a caramelized sweet coconut finish.
Okay, but is it maple or caramel?
I think it's like maple toasted caramel.
Maple toasted coconut.
No, they're toasting the coconut, not the caramel.
Caramelized, not
by
caramel.
By the toasting. The cause and effect is not clear to me.
You toast the coconut, you get a caramelization.
Do you know how nitro brew works?
No, you should tell me.
You use nitrogen oxide. It's whatever they use to make the fancy nitrogen ice cream.
Oh,
but they use it for coffee.
Yeah,
isn't that just
and
nitrogen?
It like
isn't
concentrates the flavor. Didn't you have a sample of it?
We had some sort of nitro coffee, and it was really good.
Yeah, it's very, like, thick and creamy, but it's just the nitrogen oxide that makes it that way.
Mm, so
I don't know if this is thick and creamy. It looks kind of watery.
No, it is not thick and creamy. It is very watery. It's very watery and very sad. Like, there's no flavor in that.
Tastes like bad water.
It tastes like bad water.
Oh, it does. It just tastes like I drank dirt.
What is wrong with all these coffees?
They're all bad. I love cold brew coffee.
Oh, yeah. The coconut comes in super late.
Like, this is, it literally, it's just like water, mostly.
Yeah.
Ah, that's not good.
This is true.
Oh, man. This is very disappointing. I was, like, so excited for
all these. I was saying we should have gotten coffee ice cream. Now, do you regret that?
Yes, because coffee ice cream is always good.
It's always good.
Always so good. All right, well, do you want to rank these?
No. Are you kidding? Yeah, we have to.
We should rank them.
I would say high brew.
High brew is great. Like, I mean...
It tasted like coffee.
Like, I would drink high brew, and also the other flavors are really good.
And then I think coconut.
Whoa.
Well, because, I made, like, legitimate faces with the other two. Like, I drank
really?
Them.
Well,
like,
here's the thing.
We have to keep in mind Danielle's biases are that she thinks sugar is the product of Satan.
It's the bitter product of Satan, yes.
Although it is the sweet product of Satan.
Right. High brew, the nitro coconut one.
Yeah, and then the frappuccino was just, like, too sweet. And then the last one is just, like, it also just, like, looks like it's, like, the super coffee. It's, like, the packaging makes it look like it's worse for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go high brew, coconut, frappuccino, super coffee.
What about you, Daniel? Or Erica?
My name is Erica. I am the hostess of this podcast. You should know that by now.
You're right. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm kidding. I would say first was high brew.
Yep.
Just because I like the mocha one. and that one was fine. That was like... It was watery, but it wasn't only water.
Like, there's coffee flavor.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some caffeine in there.
Like, the nitro water tastes... Like, the water tastes bad. This water tastes decent.
Yeah.
So that one's first. I'd put the hazelnut one second, but I wouldn't drink it. I feel like I would... Like, if that were a syrup...
Yeah.
I would put it in ice cream.
Very specific of you.
That's the only redeeming quality it has is my weird culinary desire to use it. And then the nitro one, just because the sugar in the mocha scares me and I worry I'll get cancer from it. So those are my rankings.
Okay. The high brew is the only one that I'd purchase again.
Yeah.
Like
if I was like, oh, I want iced coffee, but I don't want to go get iced coffee.
Right. I would be fine with that. That's like a perfect replacement. I think that I hate the aspartame flavor. Like that is like my least favorite flavor in anything. So like the Sun Iva Super Coffee would be last.
Yeah.
And then of the two left, the Frappuccino and the Nitro, I just actively dislike drinking the Nitro and the Frappuccino is fine. It's just too sweet.
It's so sweet.
Like, I'm okay with it being too sweet as opposed to it being, like, bad.
That's true. I don't know. I just, like, I like, the coconut was, like, kind of inoffensive to me.
Okay.
Like, the frappuccino, like, I made a face. I was like, this is just sugar and I ate coconut.
Sure.
Like,
oh. So
sorry, what was that last part? I didn't quite get that.
So, for me, high brew frappuccino, Confluence Nitro, and then the super coffee.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, this was
disappointing.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to end on this note.
Well, here's the thing. We can do another one next week if you want to. I'm happy to do that. No, I'd like to also.
Go team.
Okay. I mean, I'm around till Wednesday afternoon.
I'll be done with finals, so.
When are you leaving?
Tuesday night.
I leave on
this
Tuesday.
Is a conversation that we
probably don't need to have this.
Later conversation.
Whatever.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed hearing us try bad things. Basically, moral of the story, go to a coffee shop to get your coffee.
Yeah.
Don't go to Vittles.
Yeah.
Like, only do this if
what
you really
the,
need
it.
What is
the center of the wise? The
school of the wise.
School of the wise,
schools,
yes.
Schools of the wise.
Yes, I am wise and I remembered that because I recall information.
Quick shout out to a really great coffee house I went to yesterday, Filter Coffee.
Oh, yeah,
Filter's
great.
Fantastic. Filter's really good.
Yeah, and if you want some good, really good coffee, go there and get a cappuccino. It's awesome. That's it. Thanks for listening. If you liked this podcast at all, you can follow more of them by typing in the Voice Podcast Network on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
We're just gonna waddle through this.
I'm trying so hard. Maybe I should drink the coffee. No, I don't want. I really don't actually want it. It's gross. Or you can follow us on our Facebook page, the Georgetown Voice. You can also follow us on Twitter at VoiceGU.
G-Town Voice
and Halftime GU. Sorry, we have a lot of social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Erica A. Bullock. That's Erica with a K, Bullock like Sandra. No relation is what Danielle would say
no
if she
relation.
Weren't typing
I'm sorry,
something.
My sister figures it out. She gets into Georgetown today, and I'm very nervous about it.
Oh.
That's fair.
Oh.
This is a big podcast. And Danielle, what's your Twitter handle?
DRVARG01.
Didn't ask you.
Sorry.
You don't.
GNU at 9-6. That's Danielle's. Thanks for listening. You are now listening to Ben Sound play us out, which is actually Danielle playing Ben Sound to play us out because she is the podcast goddess. I got this information from L.com. I also got it from Driftaway Coffee, and the last source that I used was actually the NCA USA, which is the National Coffee Association of the United States of America.
Wow.
Cool.
Love it. Coffee.
Yeah.
Energy. Finals. Go kick butt,
Coffee's
everyone.
Kicking in.
You're going to do great. You're going to do so well on your finals. Just go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That was awful, but also
throw my pen.
Goodbye.